Okay, sort of continuing the last shiur and moving on, where we talked about the inyan of ones and where ones affects the ma'isa and how it breaks down the ma'isa. So this really ties. Rav Zeira in Masechus Avodah Zarah, there's a machlekas Rav Zeira and Rava in the case where Akum forced someone to bow down to his own behema. So normally he's not allowed to do it. He has to allow himself to be killed. That's you heard Val Yavar, but he didn't do it. He did not do it. He wasn't Oymed B'Nisayon, and he bowed down to his own behema rather than get killed, which he was not allowed to do. Rav Zeira says the diyun of the Gemara there is if the behema becomes. The diyun in the Gemara there is if the behema becomes usur to be a korban al tznevad. That's the diyun. So Rav Zeira says it does not become usur, and Rav Zeira says einus rachmana patre, einus rachmana patre. It does not become usur al tznevad. So you see a lot of chidushim in Rav Zeira's opinion. First of all, that's clear that einus rachmana patre is not just a din in tur, it's not just a din in einshin. That's the most obvious of all, because he says that the behema is not ne'avad. Second of all, the behema really, I mean, the poyel was ne'avad. Not only was it ne'avad, but it was ne'avad in a way that it was usher to do. He wasn't allowed to do it. This wasn't a case of oinus that he was allowed to do it, where you could say it's ne'avad, but it was mutter to be over it. So you could also clear, because maybe the sul ne'avad as a carbon has nothing to do with the Isser Beheter Shaboy, but with the Chetza of it being Me'evah. So, that also but here it was even Osir to do. It was also for him to do it. He had to be Moser Nefesh. And still Rav Zeira says he's an Einus, that the Behem is not Ne'evah. So that's Rav Zeira Shita. And he quotes the Pasuk of Einus Achman of Patre. So the Poshet, the Pshat, I would think, is what we said last week. The simple way to understand Rav Zeira would be that staka, that after all is said and done, he blinds an oinus and is felt in his asiyah. So it's taka, it's choser, felt is Yiddish for choser. It's choser it's, remind me to tell you something that happened last week in Detroit about talking Yiddish and English. It's taka choser. It's taka choser. It's choser in its being never. It's choser in the maisa and the asiyah, as we explained last week. It's choser in the person's doing of it, his performance of the act, since it's lemaisa ba'ones. So that takes away from the animal becoming nevad, because the person, how does an animal become nevad if a person is ovated? So that didn't happen with will, that happened ba'ones, and therefore there's some, even though he wasn't allowed to do it, and there's so something missing in his performance of the act. So it's not a full-fledged ne'avad. That would be Pashut Pshat and Rav Zeira. By the way, this dichotomy, this is really a side point, which I'm very fond of always throwing in. But this is really, the Rav Zeira really brings out the Rambam's dichotomy, that the Rambam says, when you mechuyev to be moser nefesh, but if you're not only b'nisayin, you're an ones, you don't get visa. So the Rambam really took it from Rav Zeira, because we'll see in a moment, even Rava that argues with Rav Zeira, it's obvious from the Gemara that there's a different lumdus governing Rava's point of view. But the etzem inyan, that on one hand the Torah is mechayiv you to be moser nefesh, and on the other hand, if you're not only b'nisayin, you're called an ones, that really comes from this Gemara, from Rav Zeira, that applies Oynes Rachmona Patre to this case, where you have to be Moser Nefesh, and nevertheless, the animal does not become a Ne'evad because of Oynes Rachmona Patre. Now, I really always, my side point is, I always felt that's a Meridika difficult thing to understand. How can the Torah demand of you to do something, and you have Bechira, which means you're supposed to do it, and then we turn around and say you were an ones if you didn't do it? I always thought that was really a stira, a contradiction. I always thought that's a shvera halacha. I want it, but if the Torah tells you to do it, so obviously you got to do it. And if you got to do it, it means you can do it. So what do you mean you can't? What do you have? Why are you an ones if you're not doing it? So we'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment. Okay. What does Rava hold? Rava there says in the Gemara, Rava argues. And Rava's argument is that you mechuyev to be moser nefesh. That's really what he says. But it's clear in Tosfos there and in other Rishonim, and especially in the Rambam, who paskens like Rava, is that Rava also looks at the person as an ones. Oh. So remember we said last week that the Rambam's explanation of this halacha, when the Rambam says you don't get punished, even though you're mechuyev to be moser nefesh, but if you're not only ben asoyin, you don't get punished. So the Rambam says because he's still an ones, and then the Rambam throws in everything but the kitchen sink. He says you don't give a guy a punishment only if he's over beratzon and be'edim and behasra. Like he starts throwing like whoa, like, and then he brings in a pasuk for ishahu. Hahu below ones, below shogeg, below mutter. Like what does he throw? He wants to overwhelm you with different keturim, so you should believe him. Like ones, that's all. Like what did he throw? Three and a eidim and asra. So last week I suggested that this shows that it's a keturim in his asiya. He's not. There's a certain context in which he has to do it, and eidim and asra. Is part of that context. It's just like there, you see you need a certain way of doing it, so here also the Torah is a certain way of doing it. But now I'm thinking differently, to explain Rava, so maybe other Rava, because Rava's Moda, he's an ones. But Rava holds the animal's Nevad. It is Nevad. So that means, so now Rava, you need a much more subtle chilek. In Rava, you have to find a way, you have to explain that although he's an ones and doesn't get punished, but he's not an ones, but we don't look at the animal as not being a full-fledged nevad. It's a full-fledged nevad. We explained to Zera that it's missing something from the performance, from the asiya, since he's an ones. So you could say that Rava holds that since you mechuyev to be moser nefesh, so this is not an ones. Well, what's that? It's missing in the asiyus hagavra. When we said the yisoid in the last year that when a person does something by ones, it's missing in his performance of it. So it's really based on the idea that every time a person does something, it's a product of his bechira. That a full fledged asiyah of a person, he's doing something. It's a product of a choice. So if he's an ones, he doesn't really have a choice. So it's missing in his asiyah. That's exactly where the flaw in his asiyah lies, that he's not doing it machmas bechira. Now really, he has a bechira here. He can get killed. That's a perfectly fine alternative. Now you'll say, what? That alternative is not considered an alternative. So that's what I think the most logical way to explain the machlokas from Zera and Rava. Rava holds that since the Torah is machayev you to get killed, so you can't call that not an alternative. You can't call that you have no alternative. You had to do it, you had no bechira. The Torah is mechayev you to do it, so you had an alternative. You don't get an onesh because we felt, that's, now I'm thinking, not like I said in the last year, that from the Rambam who throws in Edom and Asra, you see that it's missing a certain element of zado. Let's say a guy is not musra, he's not warned. So, he did it, and he probably did it to maze it, but it's missing a certain, like, chutzpah, brashness. You see, if you learn the Sechas Sanhedrin, and you see that he has to be mater atzmo lemisa, and certain requirements like that, that there has to be a certain madrega of zadon in order to get an onesh. And the whole Indian of Eidim is not just, how else do we know if he did it if there's no Eidim? But like he did the Aveira in front of Eidim. That's what you see in Sugis and Sanhedrin. And he did the Aveira although the Eidim warned him not to do it. And they told him the consequences of his act. And that all adds pressure to the Zodon of the act. To the brashness, the Zodon of what he's doing. So here also, could be, I think it's most logical to say that Rava holds that Ones he's not. You can't call him Ones. I mean, the Rambam does call him Ones. Let's put it this way. It's not the type of ones which would allow the animal to become not a nevah. Because there is an alternative, and a very logical alternative, and a rational alternative. And it has to be a rational alternative, because the Torah says you should do that alternative. So here there's no Bechira missing. Something missing in his Bechira. Kind of, he's scared. So okay, so it's missing a certain element of Zadar. So he's Potter from Misa. But Rambam would hold that the only Ptur here, because you see the Rambam passages, he's Potter from Misa. So like, that's why I think the Rambam throws in Eid and Asra. It's missing a certain intensity of Zadar. But there is an alternative. Misa is considered an alternative when the Torah says you have to allow yourself to be killed. So it's an alternative. So it's not missing in the Asiyah, because it's not missing in his Bechira. So that would be the Machlokes, perhaps Rav and Rav Zeira, where Rav Zeira holds it's missing in the Asiyah of the person, in this case too. Could be Rav Zeira holds, I mean, Rav Zeira also holds his Mechir to be Moise Nefesh. Rav Zeira holds any time the alternative is death, so that's not called an alternative. But since a person has trouble coping with that, has trouble dealing with that, so that's always called not an alternative. Bekitzer, Rav Zeira holds it's chaser in the asiyah of the person. They're both moda yimchuyif to be mosa nefesh. They're both moda, we'll assume according to the Rambam, that he doesn't get a punishment. So the machlokas is only in the nevah part. That's what the machlokas boils down to. So based on the yisod, that by ones, it's felt, it's chaser in the asiyah, so that's a very logical way to explain the machlokas rabba rabzeh. That what makes something chaser in the asiyah is bechira, the lack of bechira. Rav Zeira holds that when faced with an alternative of death, that's not called a bechira. And that would make more shver how the Torah could demand it. Right? It's more shver, the Kashai said, it's a fella, how could the Torah demand it if it's not called bechira? Okay, and Rava holds that al karkach, it's called an alternative, indeed, if the Torah is machayev you to do it. And the Ptur of Misa is a Ptur in Onchin, because it's missing a certain intensity of Zadah. Okay, that's one mahalach in the machlokas of Zeira and Rava. Another possible mahalach, which would lead us into the main subject of today's year, is this requirement to be Moser Nefesh could be viewed in two ways. We talk about the Gimel Chamuros, that the intensity and the Isser, the prohibition, the Isser of these three Averis, Gilarayas, because none of the Zara are very Chamur. So you even have to be Moser Nefesh rather than be over on them. So, that's one perspective. Another perspective is that you always see it's tied into the Inyan of Kiddush Hashem. That the Chiyuv to be Moser Nefesh, the Rambam puts it down, and we'll see in a moment other Rishonim, although we'll see it's probably Machlokas rather than the other Rishonim, it's described as Kiddush Hashem, you Moser Nefesh, you Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, you Mechal Shem Shemayim. So, you could say that in these three Averis, it's not the intensity of the Isser that's the Mechayev. Mechayev means that's what causes the din, what triggers the din. What triggers the din, the Sirus Nefesh, is not the intensity of their Isser that they're more Chomer, but what triggers the Chi of the Sirus Nefesh is the Chi of Kiddush Hashem. The Torah said in these three things, you have to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. We'll see, we're going to elaborate on that now and show how you could have both possibilities. But just as an introduction, that would really perhaps also explain the machlokas from Zeira and Rava. If Rav Zeira holds that Yechiyav Mesiris Nefesh, in other words, Rav Zeira would say that the Chiyav, the fact that you weren't allowed to, let's look at the Isser aspect of it, the fact that you weren't allowed to be Oved this Behema stems from the serious nefesh. It doesn't stem from the intensity of the Isser. Of the Isser Atzmo, it could be, it's like other Isserim in the Torah, that your life takes precedence over it. But there's a special Chiyav of Kiddush Hashem. So perhaps, that's why Yol Vebeim is not Nevad. In other words, it's not the Isser Nevad, so this really is something that you would be allowed to do when faced with death. You have another chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, which you failed to perform. So maybe that wouldn't make the animal never. Maybe that wouldn't make the animal never. Mashenkin Rava, if Rava views it, and it's a little mashma like that from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, from the psukim that Rava brings down, it makes kol hoyu b'chlal b'chai b'hem lo shiyomus b'hem, and Shanema v'nikdashti, Rava stresses the Kiddush Hashem aspect of it. I'm sorry, I don't know. It's mashma from Rava that it's a limitation, not a limitation, it's an expansion. It's an expansion of the Isser, that this Isser is more severe, and that's from there it's Noveya, from there stems the Chiyuv of the Mesiras Nefesh. So now it's like you did Avodah Zarah. You are even the Isser Avodah Zarah. You weren't supposed to do it. The Isser Avodah Zarah said not to bow down. According to Rav Zera, the Chiyuv Kiddush Hashem says not to bow down. According to Rava, the Chiyuv, the Isser Avodah Zarah says not to bow down. That's a possible way of looking at it, but now we're going to. Now, I work backwards. And now we're going to go into that Indian, whether the Chi of the Siris Nefesh stems from the intensity of the Isser, or like a Chi of Kiddush Hashem. Only for Gabi what? The animal not being an Eva? No. Well, first of all, I'm not sure. Where do you ever have a case in the Torah about this Rechmana Patre?
Yeah, how does that work? You can always die.
It's not always dying. It's not always dying.
Whatever it is, but nothing's worse than death. Whatever it is, not.
Yeah, but first of all, in other Averis, you're certainly an onus. In other Averis, you have to.
But how can you know this?
Other Averis, when you do the other Averis rather than get killed. When someone says, I'll shoot you if you don't eat chazer, and you eat chazer. No, but you're not supposed to do it. You're doing
it.
But really, I'm lying. I'm not telling the truth. Because there, you're not really an ones. You could say the Torah said you should eat the chazer. So you're better than ones. The Torah was mechayev you to eat the chazer.
It's not that.
You can't. Chayes
can't.
What? A person can't blow shofar. The shofar is there's no shofar around. He's sick. We just learned chayes halvavos. A person's sick, and he has to do an aser. A person's sick. He can't perform a mitzvah. There's a famous Tosfos that by a woman there's no din of Yehud Valyavar by Arayas, because she's not doing a pu'ula. She's Sheva Al Taisa. She's Sheva Al Taisa. So here's how Tosfos' reasoning goes. It's very Mechudish Dika Tosfos. He says, how do you know that by Arayas is a din of Yehud Valyavar? You learn it out from Rotsayach. Because by Rotsayach is a din of Yehud Valyavar. You're supposed to let yourself be killed rather than kill someone else. By Rotsayach, how do you know there's a din of Yehud Valyavar? So the Gemara says a svar. My chazis, we'll call it my chazis, who says your blood is redder than the other person's blood, maybe the other person's redder. What's the logic in killing someone in order to save your life? Maybe his life is more chashuv than yours. Who says your life is more chashuv than his? Tosfos then goes on to say that if that's the rationale by Rotsayach, so it's only in a case of kumva asay. So you don't do something because who says your blood is more chashuv? Who says your life is more chashuv? But let's say there would be a case of an inaction where you're not doing anything. Tosfos says someone throws you onto a tinok and the tinok is crushed. So Tosfos says you don't have to do anything. You could allow that to happen because the other reasoning works the other way. Who says the tinok is more chashuv than you? So Tosfos understands the svara of my chazis that you should be passive. You don't do an action, but you don't have to do an action to avoid. You should be passive. By the way, I see Rav Chaim is bothered by what's the case in Tosfos. What is Tosfos talking about? That if someone throws you on a tinok, then the other person is doing the ritzicha. you're just a vehicle in his hands. So I don't, so Chaim says, Tosis just means the concept of it. I don't know why you have to say such a doichik for. Just say the portion. The guy throws you on a tinok, and you could maneuver that you won't fall on the tinok. That's all. You could, he throws you on a tinok, and you can get out of the way.
And then you'll die?
No. What? Yeah, he'll kill you if you do that.
No, he'll kill you. Or
he'll kill you if you do that. He throws you on a tinok. You could like roll. You could roll away. And he says, I'll shoot you if you roll away. So you're amazed. It's in the push the case, it's all. You're amazed. You're doing Ritzicha B'Sheva Al Taisa. You absolutely are. 100% you are. You're over the Isser Ritzicha in such a case, B'Sheva Al Taisa. You're not the bully. You could make it not happen.
I don't have to make myself not the bully.
Oh, who says you don't? That's the deal. That's Sheva. In that case,
someone takes a gun and he shoots the bullet.
If a wind blows me onto a tino, I don't think it matters a wind or a person. But just, I don't want to get into that argument. If a wind blows you onto a tino and you could roll away, how would you describe what happened here? And you crushed the tino. So I say, you are over Ritzicha B'mezid B'Sheva Al Taisa. That's all. Why can't you have a case of doing Ritzicha B'Sheva Al Taisa? Simple case. Okay, it's just a question of a case. I don't call that atzol. I call that ritzicha. B'Sheva Al Taisa. You're allowing your body to crush the tino. That's ritzicha B'Sheva Al Taisa. You're doing the ritzicha. You're doing the ritzicha. You're doing, that's not hatzolah. You're doing the ritzicha. By your ability to not allow it to happen, you're doing the ritzicha. Bemezid. You're bemezid having the ritzicha happen. You're bemezid bringing about the ritzicha. Okay, by me it's possible that's called ritzicha b'sheva al taisa. But okay, that's what we're talking about. Ritzicha b'sheva al taisa. So Tosfos assumes you don't have to do anything. Now, Tosfos now says a tremendous chiddush. And it's really a tremendous chiddush. You really should have trouble understanding the Tosfos. He says that since we learn out, even though Rav Chaim has trouble understanding that, I hope Tosfos is a pellet. What's the logic of Tosfos? Since you learn out, Nair Marosa, I rise from Ritzayach, and Ritzayach is based on my chazis, so therefore it only applies. The Din of Yerek Val Yavar only says, don't do an action. You're not allowed to do an action to save your life. You're not allowed to be over this iser with an action to save your life. So by Arayus also, we only learn out the din of Yehurig Val Yavar by doing an action. The reason, I think is a tremendous chiddush, and it has to be explained, and I'll explain it in a moment, is because there, the Maichazis indeed says that you have two conflicting values, and both values are equal. And both values are equal, because they're both the nefesh. So Tosfos holds, we'll explain why in a moment, Tosfos' perspective, Tosfos holds that that equals Sheva Al Taisa, because you have the same value in both. So you have two nefashim, they're both equal in value. When you learn out, but Pashtus, you could say that when you learn out to Arayus, so you're not learning out that the Isser Erva is equal. I mean, how is Tosfos looking at it? I think it's a double pellet to say that you're learning out from there, even in Tosfos. I don't think Tosfos is that you learn out from Ritzayach that the Isser Erva is a value equal to a Nefesh Yisrael, and there it's equal, and therefore Sheva Al Taisa. I'm sure that's not Tosfos, even though that would make the most sense, but that's Zichon not Pshat. So what is Pshat? I hope the Zichon Pshat and Tosfos is that you have to realize you come across cases in Shas where even though you're dealing with the same Isser, but Kum Va'aseh, to do it via Dayan, is more Chomor than Sheva Al Taisa. I'm not sure why. Maybe it bespeaks more of a merida in the Eibishter if you do it with Kum Va'aseh. You find Yesh Koyach Biat Chachomim like a dovim and a Torah, b'kum v'aseh. I'm sorry, b'sheva al taisa, not b'kum v'aseh. What's the difference? What's the difference? You're talking about the same thing. It's not a question of an asay and a lav. If you go through the sugi and your bombas, you're not dealing with an asay that's less common than a lav. You're dealing with really the same isurim, but the kumba asay and b'shem al taisim. Well, what's the difference? And you find this, where else do you find it? Well, the difference of kumba asay and b'shem al taisim. Find it in other places too, where to be over someone. But if you ask her a sukkah, the point is because she about Taisa. The Ran says because it's chal, it comes a chetz of the yisurah. I'm not aware of what you're saying. You'll have to show me afterwards. Okay. Anyway, you see in other places, which I don't recall right now, that being over an Isra B'kum Ba'aseh is takam more chomer. It's takam more chomer. So the pshat and toisus is, even though the Maichazis only applies to Ritzayach, that there you have two equal values, and they're mamish equal, two nefashos. So toisus holds, okay, Sheba al Taisa. But when you learn out Tanara Marosa, that you're not a, so wait. So what's the story of Maichazis? That you're not allowed to be over Yisur Ritzicha in order to save your life. That's the bottom line din. The din is you can't be over Yisur Ritzicha to save your life. So the limud, it's a hekesh. So the limud is you can't be over the Yisur Arayas to save your life. So the limud is, it's like doing me no me not. The limud is only when it's kumba aseh. But Yitaka don't have the rationale that's there. That's why I think Taisa is a very big Kiddush. Because there, the din exists because the values are equal. So you say Sheval Taisa. So Taisa is saying a tremendous Kiddush. That you only learn, that you learn out, since you learn out Tanaya Marosa, and you're learning out that you're not allowed to be over this Isser in order to save your life. So you're only learning it out with the intensity of Kumba Asay. Mechitesi. It just works out that way there. But so first of all, you have to say that kumba say has more intensity, is more chomor. That's what you have to say. And then it's possible to say pshat and toisus, that you only learn out from that intensity. Okay.
Here's an easy way of saying it.
What?
I think it's an easy way, of saying it.
Yeah.
So the original din is you can't do this or
If it wouldn't be more chomer, you certainly wouldn't say that. If doing it b'kumba aseh wouldn't be more chomer, then why say it? The mechitesi. Mechitesi kumba aseh is different than sheval taisen. If it's not more chomor, Bishlam of there it's different, because since the values are equal, that's exactly my point.
By
the tzicha, the values are equal. You only have the right to say that if kumba aseh is more chomor. You're learning out when, because normally you have a din of a chayba. Right? You're allowed to be over Yisurim to save your life. You're learning out from Ritzayach that I have a case where you're not allowed to be over Nisra in order to save your life. So you're only places, must be found places, you're only now allowed to be over Nisra with the intensity of Kumbaseh. If it wouldn't be more intense, Magic Taisi. What are you trying to say? That you would say the chilek even without it being more chomer? Is that your point? That you would say the chilek even without it being more chomer? So I'm proposing to you, without it being more chomer, the chilek would make no sense. You wouldn't have the right to say it. It wouldn't make any sense. I would say it makes sense without it being more chomer, because since you have two, that's exactly my point. That's not much my point. There you have two equal values, so we say Sheval Taisa Odeh. But here there's no, it has no pshat Sheval Taisa Odeh. except if you say that kumbasay, and we do find in other places in the Torah that kumbasay is more chamur. So now you say we're learning out when you're now allowed to be able to Yisr in order to save your life. So we're only learning it out by kumbasay. Now the Rambam doesn't bring down this chiluk of that there's no din by an isha of there's no din of yerim aliyava by the isha. Oh, I do. What bothers me about what I just said, though, and maybe you'll say that Tariah that Shmuel's right, even though I'm convinced he's not, but Taisus says that if a woman is Mevia Ha'erva Aleha, that's called already Kumbaseh, and she has to be Moisa Nefesh rather than do that. I'm not so sure in terms of the intensity of the Isser, just because she did a Pa'ula, but she's still Seva Al-Tais in the Etzem Isser. She just, if a woman has to walk to a different room, they say walk to that room, even though the place can do deal with this. It's mashma that if a woman has to walk to a different room, and they say allow yourself, right, to be boiled in a different room or I'll shoot you. So then even according to Taisa, she's not allowed to walk to that room. I'm not sure that in terms of intensity, it's troubling to me that if I want to talk about the intensity of Isser, if it comes out that you're doing it for Kum Ba'aseh, but the Etzem Isser is Sheba Al Taisa, you're just doing it for Oifen Kum Ba'aseh, so I'm not so sure that that would fit with what I'm saying, that there the Isser is more intense. What?
Why is it that Yitzichah is also going to be a Sheba Al Taisa? It's not.
You're doing it b'shev al taisa. Here it's a preliminary act. There you're doing the ritzicha b'shev al taisa. That's how I understand it. You're being thrown on the tino. You're doing ritzicha. You're doing it b'shev al taisa. Here, she's leaving the Israeli b'shev al taisa. It's like, it doesn't make so much sense to me. It's not clear to me. I'm not so sure about going to another room. Could be Taisus Dafka's talking about Mevia Ha'erva Aleha. It could be Taisus, but the Paiskim do talk about cases. Rahman al-Islam, there are cases in the Paiskim where they do that, and the Paiskim suggest that walking to another room would be called the Kumbaseh, like she's doing something. Even though from Taisus it's not really book. You could say that in Taisus she's not doing the Isser of Kumbaseh. Okay. The Rambam doesn't bring down this chiluk. He doesn't bring down the chiluk by a tinak either, but I don't know, you can't bring anything from that, because it's like, why should the Rambam say a crazy case? But on Kapanim, the Rambam mentions nowhere that there's a chiluk, the Taisus chiluk, the Rambam makes no mention. So Rav Chaim explains the Machlekes Taisus and Rambam that, as we said, Taisus holds Maichosis is addressing. Like Sheba Al Taisa, they're both equal. My chazus, who says your blood is better than his, maybe his blood is better than yours, is saying that both nefashos are equal, so Sheba Al Taisa is better. And the Rambam holds that my chazus says, how does Rav Chaim say it, that the Isser Ritzicha. Other Isurim, it's a more general rule. I want to explain what the Chaim says in a moment. But the Rambam holds that the Maichosis is that the Isser Ritzicha is not Nidche Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. Other Isurim are Nidche Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh, and Isser Ritzicha is not. So any type of Isser Ritzicha is not. Even when it's Sheva Al Taisa. Now the Maichosis, I want to explain what the Chaim saying. He doesn't really explain it well, I don't think. Maybe he explains it well, but I don't understand it. But now I do understand this, I'll explain it to you. Maybe you would understand it in the first place, you wouldn't need my explanation. But Rav Chaim doesn't say what I'm about to say. But this is the husband. Look, according to Taisus, the Gemara's Maichosis is going on the Bapoyo, on the conflict that's in front of a person. It's going on like, it's not going on the din. It's not telling me the din. It's not addressing the din. Oh. It's not addressing the din. The Maichosis is not addressing the din, what the din should be. It's addressing, like, the Bapoyah, the guy with the conflict. And it's saying, ever a guy with a conflict, so mechtes, he should do that, he should do that. So Taisa says the resolution of the conflict is obviously Sheval Taisa. Normally, a conflict like that is resolved by V'chai Bahem. Right? You have a conflict between an Isser and the Torah and your life. So the resolution of that conflict is V'chai Bahem. Right? And here, where the conflict is between one Nefesh and the other Nefesh, here also you have a conflict between an Isser and a Nefesh. Right? You have a conflict between Chazer and your life. So you resolve it with V'chai Bahem, your life. So here also we should say the same thing. Without the Gemara's my chazus. The Gemara says my chazus has a chidish. Right? Because we'd say, okay, this Isser also. We resolve it by V'chai Bahem. You kill this person in order to save your life. You are doicha the Isser in order to save your life. So the Gemara says, no. Since this Isser, the Gemara is a chidish. Because the Gemara says, since this Isser involves a life also, so you mechuyev to look at what lies behind the Isser and say, a life? So then why is your life better than his? Because the conflict is not between an Isser and a life, it's as if the Gemara is saying, according to Tosfos. The conflict is not between an Isser and a life. The conflict is between a life and a life. So Sheval Taisa Od. The Rambam holds, think about this. It makes Tosfos a bigger chiddush, what Tosfos says about Arayos. Because if the whole pshat is that it's because there's a conflict between a life and a life, so Sheval Taisa Odif, so to learn out from there a din to Arayos is like a moiridik chiddush, it's a moiridik leap. See, Bishlam, according to the Rambam, it would have been easier. Because according to the Rambam, the Maichazis is addressing the din. It's not, according to Tosfos, my father is saying what you should do. When you're faced with this conflict, you know what you should do? Sheval Taisa, Nefesh against Nefesh. According to the Rambam, the Maichozes is telling you what the din should be. Not what you should do, but what the din should be. The din should be that the Isser Ritzicha should not, the din means normally there's a din of the Chai Ben Velo Sheyomus Bohem. Normally there's a din that Isurim Anitche that may Pikuach Nefesh. This Isur, we're on the din level, not the Bapoyo level. This Isur is not Nitche that may Pikuach Nefesh. You're in like the theoretical abstract level. Since this involves also a Nefesh, so this Isur is not Nitche that may Pikuach Nefesh. So it's never Nitche that may Pikuach Nefesh. To explain the Rambam, you said. To explain the Rambam, not Tosfos. Rav Chaim is explaining. Rav Chaim says these words that according to Tosfos, the Maichozes, it just says that they're both equal. So Sheval Taisa Adif. And according to the Rambam, it teaches you that the Isser Tzicha is not Nitche Mitnei Pikuach Nefesh. I'm explaining why. We're not just giving out pride. You know, why would one hold one and why would one hold the other? Tosfos is looking at the Maichazis as addressing the person on the Poyo level. Like, what should he do? He's faced with a conflict. So the resolution of the conflict is Sheval Taisa. Because they're both equal. While in the Rambam, it's appeared to me that the Rambam holds it's addressing the din. Normally you say the Chai Ben Velo Sheyomus Bohem. Every Isser is Nitchet, may be Koach Nefesh. And here, since both Isurim involve the Nefesh, so on the abstract level, on the din level, before we get to the Bapoyal conflict, on the din level, we say that the Isser Ritzicha is not Nitchet, it may be Koach Nefesh. Oh, the Meila, no Isser Ritzicha is Nitche, not even if it's Sheval Taisa. So that's the explanation of Rav Chaim. Oh. Now, so till now we've been talking that we're dealing with the Chomer HaIsser. I want to bring back to what we started off this year with. So till now we've been talking about Kumbase and Sheval Taisa. Chaymer Isser, and whether the Isser, or whether Chaim says whether the Isser is Nitchen Meitikuach Nefesh, or it's not Nitchen Meitikuach Nefesh, we're always dealing with the Chaymer Isser. But the Rambam really brings in the element of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. The Rambam says that Kol Mi Shenemar Bo, you heard Val Yavor, and he doesn't do it, Arezim Chalal Es Hashem, and if he does do it, he's Mekadosh Hashem. Right? So, L'chaira, this introduces, maybe, perhaps, a different ingredient into the mix. That we're not just looking at whether the Isser is Nitche or not Nitche, and we're not just looking at the Chaimer or Isser, but we're looking at whether you have a chiyuv to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in this case or not. For example, there's a Balamor Sheet in Sanhedrin that by Arayos, if the guy is forcing you to do it and he's threatening your life, Lahano Asatzmon, they mean their own pleasure, you're not Mekhuyuv to be Moser Nefesh. There's no Din Yahari Val Yavar. And the Ramban argues with the Balamor. So the most gishmaka way to learn, so to speak, is that the Baal Amor holds that the chiyuv stems from that in this Isser Yimchuyuv to be Mekadishem Shemayim. And Mamela he holds that by Hanoas Atzmon there's no Chilul Hashem involved. You know, they mean a different cheshbon, they don't mean to be Mavar al Adas, they mean Hanoas Atzmon. So there's no chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh in such a case. While the Ramban holds it's the Chomer HaIsser, that's the Mechayev. Now the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that even, he doesn't say any qualification of Hanoas Atzmon, he obviously holds that you Mechayev to be Mesir Nefesh, even if they mean Hanoas Atzmon. Also, another din that would be relevant is that the Rambam holds when you're not Mechuyev to be Moser Nefesh, it's Osir to do so. It's Osir to do so, while other Rishonim hold that it's Mutter to do so. The Ramban and Sanhedrin hold it's Osir to do so, and points out that a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakono, we never find anywhere that a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakono should be Machmir, and not drink the chicken soup that's trayed in order to save his life. You never find such an Indian. That's the Ramban's time. The obvious difference in the Ramban's case and the Rosh's case is that in the Rosh's case, there's a guy forcing you to do it. So there could, even if though you're not mechuyev to do it, but there could be very well an element of Kiddush Hashem. Right? And the Balamor holds like the Rosh ground. So it works out very nicely. The Malamar who holds that the Mechayev in these cases is Kiddush Hashem. So even when you're not Mechuyev to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, but that value exists, so you could be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim if you so choose. Because the Mania of the Din, the engine of the Din, would be Kiddush Hashem. So a Chayla, there's no Kiddush Hashem. There's no Kiddush Hashem. So if he's allowed to do it, the reason we don't find an Indian to be Machmir is because there's no Kiddush Hashem in his deciding to die rather than eat the soup. When a Goy is forcing you to do it, right? So then you're Mekadosh Shem Shemayim by not listening to him. You're listening to Hashem, not the Goy. So there's an Indian to be Machmir. I'm explaining why there's an Indian to be Machmir. The Ramban's kasha is you don't find an Indian to be Machmir by a Chol. So I'm saying if the reason there's an Indian to be Machmir is because you hold that the Din is always powered by Kiddush Hashem, so then you could say that by a Chayla there's no Kiddush Hashem, and by a Goy forcing you to do it, there is Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam, which is now Shver, No, you're not. It's not. The Rambam Beferish is not like that. The Rambam says that you're dealing with Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. The Rambam says it's Beferish. Now I'm asking it as a kasha, because the way I'm saying, the Rambam should not hold like that. You're thinking of a Perhesia B'tzinah. That's the Tanoim that hold that even the three Chamuros, you're only Mechuyev to be Moisa Nefesh when it's Mefarhesia. That's Rava. Rava holds only when it's Mefarhesia. We'd rather hold when it's B'tzinah also. We only Mechuyev to be
Moisa Nefesh. That's exactly what I'm saying. Most of them, it's
The ones that hold the Farhesia don't hold any mitzvah.
Shas Hashmad
is a different thing. Shas Hashmad is not a qualification of a chaybah. That's certainly a new chiyah. Shas Hashmad is certainly a new chiyah that you mechuyev to be mekadesh shem shamayim. That's for sure. Shas Hashmad. We're talking about the three chamuros. The Balamor holds the Hanos Atzmon it's mutter. So obviously he holds that even Gila Arayis is Nutchen Mepikuach Nefesh. You have to say that, or else what's Ma'atavit when it's Hanos Atzmon? So you have to say it's Nutchen Mepikuach Nefesh. Okay, maybe this is totally in the intricacies of the Sugya, which we don't really go into in these shiurim. So if this cheshbon is to whatever degree it's correct, the Rambam would end up being shver, because the Rambam holds it's also to be moser nefesh when you're not supposed to, and the Rambam also does not hold lahanah satzmon is any type of heter. But still, the Rambam describes the dinim as being kiddush Hashem and kilul Hashem. So just a small part of the snorer, that's all. That the Rambam is talking about the Teitzor, not the engine of the din. The Rambam doesn't say that, if you look in the Rambam carefully, just a Diyuk Lashon Rambam, he doesn't say that the Mechayev is Kiddush Hashem. He says that if you went ahead and you were over when you weren't supposed to, Harezeh Mechalel Es Hashem. He doesn't say that's the the Rambam starts off Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem. Ketzad. So the Rambam starts off. This is it's not a fella. The Rambam starts off with a case of other mitzvahs, and he says Yehavar Val Yehore. So how that doesn't make sense, right? Spoke about the Shabbos Chanukah. So then I said B'derech Drusha Teretz. But now I'm saying B'derech Nigla Teretz. Right? The Rambam shouldn't start off if he's saying it. So you see that the Rambam does not mean that the Maniyah of the Din, the engine of the Din, of when you're Mechuyev to be Moisa Nefesh, is Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. Al-Karchi doesn't mean that. Because there's no, you can't say that Kiddush Hashem is the Mechayiv that you should be Moisa Nefesh. So Al Korchach, it's all totally in the Chaymer HaIsser. And the Rambam just means that if you do what you're supposed to do, and you, so then that's Kiddush Hashem. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, the Rambam means it as a Toitzah. That the Kiddush and Chilul Hashem involved in these in Yonin is a Toitzah, not a Siba. The Balamor, if we're correct, and there's welcome to things that I'm hearing. If we're correct in the Balamor, Nechemya, then it's a Siva for the Din. Kiddush and Chilul Hashem is the Siva. And according to the Rambam, you would say it's the Toitzah. So that's why you're Mechal Shem Shemayim, you're Mechadish Shem Shemayim. It's a Toitzah. But it's not the Siva. Okay, stop here. What did I bring down to Rav Chaim for? Because Rav Chaim talks about him inside the Chaymer HaIsr. That's what you see from Rav Chaim. What? And the Balamor is what?